All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and I hope everyone is staying safe. What we've been doing as a wonderful podcast group, kind of movie weekends where we all watch a movie together remotely, mostly the DC animated series of movies. The most recent one that we might have watched all together is Justice League Dark, Apocalypse War. Some of the people on the podcast like Superman, and then some of the other people on the podcast like Batman. Winds up happening in a lot of these animated movies. For whatever reason, Superman's always incapacitated somehow, and he's just rendered irrelevant for the majority of the movie. So the inevitable question is, Batman v. Superman, who's the better superhero? Who would you rather have in your corner? Batman or Superman? James.
You already know my answer. It is Batman all the way. So, I would not want to have Superman at all. Only thing Superman has going for him is his powers. Outside of that, he is useless. And you take his powers away, which has been proven, he is worthless.
I have to agree.
For the people in the back that didn't hear it.
I have to agree.
Worthless.
Go ahead, Keith.
All right. If I was in trouble and I needed someone to back me up, do I want a guy dressed up in a bat costume? Do I want a guy who can take a bullet and not even blink?
I like how you try to downplay Batman. I really do appreciate that.
I didn't downplay him.
You say he's just a man dressed up as a bat. He's way more than that.
He's also a guy who drives a car.
Okay, and once again, you're downplaying
him. He has a bat fetish. Can we?
Once again, you're downplaying him.
No, he's not downplaying. All
right. Well, let me ask you this, and I understand being real for you on this subject is just like a lost cause. So
can't be insulting.
I'm being honest. I'm being honest because you refuse to admit fact. Do you think the Justice League sees Superman as a leader or Batman as a leader?
Superman.
Then lost your fucking mind. You done lost your fucking mind.
Superman.
You done lost your fucking mind. They don't come Superman for shit. He can't plan. He never has a plan.
Yeah, you know, I would also put Wonder Woman in that category as well. Go ahead.
He's a tank. That's what he is. You know what tanks do? They run over shit.
I tell you what, James. Like, why don't you read the comic book Kingdom Come?
I did.
Then what did you see?
I saw that Superman was still being Superman.
No, you didn't.
yeah, I did. He was old. And matter of fact, I think, didn't he get bitched by Shazam, if I remember correctly? Batman was still leading, and he was a cripple. So
wait, I can't say cripple, dude.
Well, he was incapacitated. He was in a some type of exosuit because his body couldn't take the damage anymore. But yet, he was still in the fight. He was still doing shit. And if I remember correctly, I think Superman retired, and he was on a farm, right?
Yep.
Hmm.
Yes.
But then he retired. I could have sworn that you said that Batman's always the one that's not in the fight, though, right?
When he retired, the role went to shit, and when he came back, he gave people hope.
He's a symbol. I'll give him that.
Gave him hope.
I give him you know what? A symbol is great. A symbol is good. Good to have a symbol, but a symbol is nothing without action. All right.
In all seriousness, all right. The problem I have with a lot of the DC movies and stuff, and whenever they put all the Justice League characters together and everything, is that because Superman is so powerful, you got to nerf him in order to make the stakes real.
Darkseid and Brainiac in one of those. Those are his equivalents.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And he still fails.
Exactly. Because he's a fucking idiot. Just keep say it with me.
In order to
make
the stakes real, the writers have to nerf him every time.
Well, they haven't nerfed him enough. Because most people that I know that don't like Superman is because he's too OP. That's one reason why I don't like him. I can't stand him.
In which case,
as much power as he's been given, he should not be beatable at all. His main enemy is just a regular human being that just has more intelligence than him.
So what's the problem with that? I'm not seeing what the problem is.
The problem is he should be able to easily just defeat him and call it a day. But he always struggles against defeat a normal
him how?
Person.
So defeat him how?
You would think as super as he is, since his name is Superman, that he would have some type of super intelligence, something. But yeah, he can't compete.
So he should be the smartest man on the planet, too.
I didn't say smartest man on the planet, but at least have some, be competitive, something.
Because that's what Lex Luthor
is. Come on, dude. Like, this dude gets duped into, hey, let's go with the first Superman movie with Christopher Reeve, rest in peace. This dude got duped. Oh, Luthor. this is a what is it? A chest that's built of lead. You know I couldn't see through it, so let me open it anyway. Knowing that he was gonna look in it, and guess what was there? Kryptonite. Wow. Wow.
Wait, the first movie, he didn't know anything about kryptonite.
Keith.
James?
He didn't know shit about kryptonite?
No, he didn't.
Okay. But, he didn't know shit about kryptonite, but Lex Luthor did.
Yes, because he's a fucking genius.
Oh, genius, right? So you would think that you're so powerful.
Oh, my God. All right. You're being deliberately obtuse again. What you are doing is being deliberately obtuse.
I'm not being deliberately obtuse.
Yes, you are.
I'm playing a role of Superman. If that's the case, I'm being obtuse.
An unknown radioactive substance that can hurt him, that he has no knowledge of.
So are you sure that he didn't have no knowledge
about? He didn't have knowledge of that until he exposed it to him. The same way in Man of Steel, he didn't know that being exposed to his own atmosphere would incapacitate him. Batman versus Superman, he didn't know that kryptonite would hurt
him. Basically, he doesn't know himself.
He doesn't.
Keith, let me ask you a question. Are you allergic to anything? You're not allergic to nothing?
Nope. You can tell if someone has an allergy if you expose them to the allergen.
Mm-hmm.
James?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But yet, he still gets duped. Either when he found out about his weakness, he still gets duped somehow, some way, to get kryptonite.
The whole point of Lex Luthor and his villain being his nemesis, being someone who is not as physically strong as him, but being bereft of all of his morals and being far more intelligent than he is. The whole play on that is my point. And at the same time, the most intelligent man in the world can't find out a way to defeat Superman. You're saying that Superman's never beaten Lex Luthor, but Lex Luthor.
I know. I never said that he'd never beat Lex Luthor. Did I ever say that? I didn't say he didn't. I said that's his main nemesis. But Lex Luthor has defeated him as well, and Batman has defeated him as well.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa.
Of course. But the thing is, that's expected, Keith. I mean, come on. He's a god. Superman's basically a god. Let's just call it like it is. He shouldn't lose to anybody. So for a person that does not have the ability he has, for him to defeat a so-called god, that is an achievement. But for him to defeat someone that doesn't have his abilities, that is a degrade. He's been downgraded. That is an insult.
Superman isn't basically a god. Basically, he has a lot of power, but it's shown that Wonder Woman could kill him. Who could kill Superman?
Anyone, really. Anyone with a brain.
Pretty much. Anyone can kill him. So that does not make him a god. Right.
Chief, you're taking what I'm saying literally.
No.
He is so OP. He shouldn't be easily defeated. He gets easily defeated a lot.
What I'm telling you, what I'm saying, my argument is that he is defeated and beaten, and especially in these Justice League movies, these animated films, is that they nerf his power specifically so that the stakes will be higher.
This is what I'm going to do. As a tiebreaker, what I'm going to do is I think the next one we'll watch is Superman Red Son, which is... if Superman had grown up in Russia instead of Smallville, Kansas. I think that one also has Batman in it. Batman
does yes, it does. And it's got a shit ending, so I'm not going to like.
Well, I will say it's the only Superman version that I like is Injustice. Because you know what? He actually shows some intelligence in that. And he was actually plotting.
He shows ruthlessness.
Ruthlessness, intelligence, and also strategic capabilities.
That's not about strategic strategy. Yeah.
Why isn't it?
Superman, like, all right, in Injustice, Superman is basically on a mission to control the world so that all the tragedies he's went through doesn't occur again.
You don't think that takes strategy to plan that out?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is what you like about him now is that he's abandoned the morals that he has that keeps him in check right now.
No, not necessarily abandoned the morals. He can still have his morals. There's nothing wrong with his morals. It's just that he's just a pussy. He's a pussy.
You said that he should be able to defeat Lex Luthor easily, right?
Mm-hmm.
So by defeat, what do you mean? By kill him and be done with him?
Oh, no. Don't have to do that. But if he were actually use some common sense, Lex Luthor is a genius. Let's give him that. He's a genius. He's too trustworthy. He gives him too many chances. I'm not saying to kill his ass, but do something to incapacitate him. Do something to lock his ass up. Superheroes aren't going to kill people.
So like what Batman does to Joker?
Well, see, what Batman does to Joker, he could kill his ass, but he refuses not to. He just doesn't want to. And Superman's like that, too. So I agree with him not killing people. But the way that he gets duped, it just shouldn't happen.
Duped how? What are you talking about getting duped, though?
I mean, it's just like I say, he just outthinks him. every time.
That is the whole point of Lex Luthor's character. That's like the
that's my whole point on why he is flawed. He doesn't. It's not he goes through this whole diabolical scheme most of the times with him. It's something simple.
Like name one. Give me an example.
I gave you one.
The whole lead and the kryptonite inside the lead box.
What you said. He didn't know about kryptonite. He knew there was something in that box. He knew that he couldn't see through lead. He knew this shit. Superman because knows he can't see through lead. So why would you even open that shit?
Do you remember what the first movie was about?
It was about
Superman movie. Yes, he stole nuclear weapons. Superman thought the nuclear weapons were in the case. He was going to open it, disarm it, and take it back.
Have him arrest him. Have him open it.
Oh my lord. You're just being deliberately obtuse.
No, have him open it.
You're going to.
He can't see through.
He cannot be hurt by anything on the planet. Why would he have someone else open a bomb, a nuclear case?
If it's just codes. Well, if it's just codes, right? That's what he's looking for, codes. He said the codes were in there, right? Did you not just say that?
No, it was the bomb itself, I think.
In different places in the planet. That was probably the launcher, Keith.
Yeah, okay. That thing.
So like I said, he couldn't have him open it?
Why would he have him open it?
There's why would he not? If it's something okay, I can't see through lead. I know this dude is an asshole. I know he's a villain. He put it in there for a reason, so I couldn't see through it. Okay, you open it. You go ahead and open it right now. And if you don't, I will fucking laser your goddamn leg.
Oh, my God. Barry, help me out here, please. The first Superman movie.
Okay.
I can't believe we're going that far back. Jeez. But the first Superman movie. James's point is that Superman's an idiot because he got duped by dumb things that Lex Luthor did.
Okay.
And my counter to that is that Superman wasn't aware that he had a weakness. Lex Luthor figured it out. In that first Superman movie, he figured it out. He's always figured it out. That's what the whole story goes, is that Lex Luthor was the one who figured out that it was...
Okay. Give Keith that one. Okay.
Yeah, give him that one. Continue.
All right. So now my point is...
What about Nuclear Man?
Oh, my God.
Bizarro. Shit, can we go
why on? Are we even going to those like why is this thing
but anyway go ahead with the Lex Luthor thing with the nuclear bomb shit. Go ahead, continue.
If he didn't know he had a weakness to something, nothing on the planet could hurt him. What is the point for having someone else open up the lead box? Going to James's point there, James, you're saying that he should have made Lex Luthor open the box, the case. All right, this is a dumb argument.
It's not. It's really not. You just
no, it is fucking dumb. It is a terrible example.
It is a great example this is what I'm saying. Superman knows he can't see through lead. So there's a lead box with the so-called codes in it, right? The detonator or whatever. The launcher, whatever. And someone put that shit in there. Would you be like, oh, let me go look through this? So you can't see the box. So you can't see what's in it, right? You don't know what's in it. Well, why would you go and risk yourself not knowing what's in there and open the box? No, you have him open it. Have your eyes glow red and open that box. How much you want to bet on that damn box? But he didn't think about that shit. You put yourself at risk because you trusted him.
What?
You trusted that it would be nothing in there. This dude's a genius. You don't think he figured some shit out about you? That goes back to Superman just trusting anything. That's what I'm saying. Have him open the box.
If there is nothing there that can hurt him, why would he do that?
Well, he doesn't know that, right?
Yes, he does.
You just said.
All right. Stop some of
this. You literally just said.
No, being deliberately.
All right. Deliberately. Just to put a stop to this, again, we've been watching a lot of these Justice League movies, a lot of these DC animated superhero movies, which are generally better than the standard cinematic universe stuff. But
way better.
We kind of been slightly slanted a little bit towards Batman. So we may watch.
Highly slanted towards Batman.
Either Reign of the Superman, Superman Red Son, Death of Superman, and then Reign of the Superman are really just one big story, but it's two movies. But I think we might watch one of the standalone Superman movies. See how that turns out.
But let me know so I can have my pillow and blanket.
But generally, ready. Batman will be in it, and he will save the day. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.
Basically, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, and that's the Beast Game Podcast. Thank you. And on that note.